fun. We are continuing our series on warlord wives.
Yeah.
And this episode, we're going to tackle two people, Sophia Farkash, who was Muammar Gaddafi's second wife. And we are going to do... I can't find her name.
Fatia?
Ri Sol-jeu, who was the... I'm hoping I say her name right. Who's Kim Jong-un's wife. So those are the two. And then we're going to do a side shout-out later on that is a surprise. And my face is already sweating.
It's like immediate.
It's so...
That's why I asked you about the air.
It's literally like you taped like one of those hoses to my face and just like it's gushing down now.
Oh, I thought it was a bit.
Oh, we have God. A guest. Introduce the guest.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Sorry.
They've just been like laughing in the background.
Let's get started on the podcast. No, I'm just kidding. A very funny gentleman. He beat me in a comedy competition.
Good.
You were robbed, girl. You were robbed.
No. She got exactly what she deserved. $150 that she didn't spend on herself.
No, I did not. All right. So please give it up. What's your name?
Hi, I'm Joseph Schless.
Yay!
Schless. It's hard to say, but...
Yeah.
How do you spell that?
S-C-H-L-E-S.
You hear that, you guys?
There's always people always add extra S's, but I get it.
And because it sounds like it would, like at the end, like do they put Schless?
Yeah, Schless is more. Yeah, people say that sometimes, and I just feel like they're calling me fat though. Schless is more. What'd you say?
Yeah.
What'd you call me?
I said you're fat. I'm sorry. Oh. I don't feel like you heard me with that double entendre before.
Yeah, I don't like, I don't pick up on hints. So
no.
Just call me fat.
No. That's why my mom was really good about it, because she was just blunt. You're fat and I hate you. And I was like, oh, thank God.
Are we finally.
So we usually do this at the end, but I feel like it would be better to do it in the beginning. Do you have anything you want to plug?
Oh, is that like a dirty question?
No, it could be.
Just kidding. No, you know, you can follow me on Instagram at Joseph Schless, if that's what you mean.
All right. Yeah,
I do want to mention Joseph also brought a guest.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Because you're going to hear her laughter and it's beautiful.
Yeah, we don't have a ghost. In Maria's new apartment, there's not a ghost.
I hope not. I avoided watching Hereditary for like when we first moved in. I really wanted to see it really bad, but everybody was like, don't see it yet because you're moving.
You need some time.
Can I say that my girlfriend like loves scary movies?
Well, hold on a second. First, let's introduce Heather.
Oh, that's right.
This is my best friend visiting just for the day from Oakland, Heather Stockton.
Say yay!
Hi.
From Oakland. Wow. Oh, that's exciting.
You love it. I have friends who live in Oakland. Do you know D. Charles Bartholomew?
What?
Is that a real name?
Yes, I do know.
It's a real person, but I just
no,
at
it's
that
not.
Moment real.
It's
no.
Like Seymour Butts.
No, it's a real person. But at that moment I was just like, oh my God, I've turned into my mother. Because she'll like we'll be somewhere and they'll be like, I'm from Oregon. Oh my God, do you know Sarah Sanders? It's like
I do know Sarah Sanders from Oregon.
What the hell? So I've eventually turned into my mother. Like, I was like, oh God. Oh man. Okay. So, we are going to be talking about the first person we're going to be talking about is Sophia Farkash. So she is married to Muammar Muhammad Abu Minyar Gaddafi.
Wow.
And as per the other episodes with Paul Pot and the Khmer Rouge, I'm going to butcher all of these names, places, and basically just English words in general. I'm probably going to do
it. Well, these are not English. Some of them are English words.
And based on the subject matter, I think it's okay to butcher their names a little bit.
A little bit. Yeah.
It's the least. It's the least they deserve.
Yeah. That's true. That's why I don't feel so bad.
Yeah.
He was known as Colonel Gaddafi, but I don't feel like we should call him that.
Just call him what they call him, Gaddafi.
Call him Muammar Muhammad Abu Minyar Gaddafi. Goddamn, every time.
I'm going to call him which is
Mr. Gaddafi. You can make it sound Caucasian for yourself.
So Muammar Muhammad Abu Minyar Gaddafi, also known as Colonel Gaddafi or Big G. I should think of another nickname. For some reason, I just think of
Big G of the Middle East.
Yeah. Mr. Brown Pants, because he just seems to always be wearing brown pants.
Oh, that sounds like a poopy joke.
Yeah.
I know. I was like, I can't wait for that story. Oh.
He was born to nomadic Bedouin parents in 1942. He said that he was an intelligent and resourceful, although he did not receive a thorough education apart from learning to read the Quran and his military training, which will be play into his leadership. He went to Benghazi University, which I feel like is like...
It sounds like a fake university.
It sounds like a fake university.
It sounds like a local like
Trump
school.
University.
He probably got like a good discount because it was local.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, yeah. Like the Cal State UC exactly. system.
He went to Benghazi University to study geography, but dropped out to join the army. But like, also it's like, really, geography? Like, I don't know. I just always like, anytime somebody says,
he's
oh my.
He's going to be a mess.
Well, what does he know? He couldn't get far away from Benghazi. He was curious. He's like, what else is in the world? Yeah. Did I pick the right university?
What other Benghazi universities are
And then
there?
They're like, here's a world map. And he's like, fuck this. I'm going to the army.
Yeah.
There's actually 45 other Benghazi universities.
Yeah. It's like University of Phoenix.
Yeah, exactly. Ivy League.
So Gaddafi came to power in 1969 after leading a bloodless coup, toppling King Idris at the age of 27. He maintained tight control of his oil-rich country for decades by clamping down on dissidents. And by clamping down, meaning imprisoning and killing. I just love the language.
That's just like nice language where he overthrew Idris Elba and then and became a dictator of his
bloodless.
Right.
Bloodless makes it sound like kind of creepy. Like it's like for some reason, if I would be feel better if it was bloody. Like bloodless means like. Like all the blood was taken
just
out
some
of them.
Bruising. Oh,
like it doesn't mean like
I was thinking like it sounds peaceful.
Like hitting like a phone book. Yeah, that's how he overthrew him.
Just like it's just like a strongly worded letter. Like, like dear King Idris, kindly leave.
Yeah, exactly. We're not crazy about you. Yeah. Take that, King Idris.
So Gaddafi was known for his ruling style was not just oppressive; it was eccentric. He had a cadre of female bodyguards in heels, considered himself the king of Africa, erected a tent to stay in when he traveled abroad, and dressed in strange costume-like outfits. His bizarre antics often distracted from his brutality and earned him the nickname the Mad Dog of the Middle East.
Well, you know, I feel like it's pretty progressive to have all female bodyguards.
In heels.
Yeah.
He sounds like David Bowie in this description.
Yeah.
He sounds like, a little bit like RuPaul in this description.
Yeah.
Except she's amazing. And I want to talk bad about RuPaul. How dare I?
I would say the one thing that I think is kick-ass is those women in heels. Because, like, have you ever met, like, there was a friend of mine in high school who used to be like, I can run in heels. And I was like, I can't stand for 5 minutes in
there
heels.
There are some people that are amazing.
Listen, it's not a bad skill to have, I'm sure.
It's a fantastic skill.
Have you ever, like, I would, that would be, that to me is the most kick-ass thing, to be able to, like, kick-ass in heels. It's
yeah,
like
for
that.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's why I love Charlie's Angels so much.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's also known as
that's the whole reason. That's it. Just the heels.
Just the heels. Oh yeah, I was
well because they're
it,
like these
so.
Like, these like badass chicks running around in heels, yeah. like fucking yeah. kicking everybody's ass.
I
well,
mean,
like
you're the Sin one City. Questioning it. I was just like, yeah, that makes.
Yeah,
sense.
I was like, you guys are clearly on board with this, right? I mean,
well, I am. But
Lucy Liu.
It was also a cute movie.
Cute. Yeah.
I love Lucy Liu.
She's amazing.
Did you know that Bill Murray and Lucy Liu hated each other? That's why Bill Murray isn't in the second Charlie's Angels, was because Bill Murray kept saying that Lucy Liu couldn't act.
Oh, shit.
And then apparently Lucy Liu got him fired, and I was like, that's
damn.
What the hell,
like,
man?
You can get
Who
Bill Murray fired from a movie.
Bill Murray.
Yeah.
He probably hit on her and it didn't work out.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. 100% he hit on her, and she was like, no, thank you. And then he probably was like, well, you can't act. He's also known as...
If you won't suck my dick, then you can't act.
You can't even
you're
act
nothing,
like
honey.
You want to suck my dick.
If you want that, you can have it.
Oh, no.
I got it out for Lori so she could, like,
oh,
try
this
it.
Was mine. Okay.
Sorry, I'm going to plug this because I think they're amazing. Sparkling ice drinks, zero sugar, with antioxidants and vitamins. I found them at Rite Aid. Ooh. And they're just like, they're fucking delicious, and they have zero everything.
Oh.
Zero carbs, zero sugar, zero calories. They're like the best. They're like, if La Croix was as good as everybody makes it out to be, it would be this.
Oh, yeah?
I'm yeah.
crazy about La Croix either. Then you got to try this sparkling ice.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, you're a La Croix person.
La Croix?
La Croix.
I don't think it's La Croix. So, like, if you were to ask a French person... Sorry, I like
why would I ask French person. French person anything?
Okay.
Well, it is their language.
My cousin went to France just this week.
And she
asked? No, he was taken. He was held back. Like, they wouldn't let him go on the plane because he didn't have his green card.
Oh,
it was this whole thing. We had a
FedEx. That's his fault.
No, he had a visa. You have to have your green card in order to get a visa. And they never said anything about needing a green card.
Oh, God. Like this day and age, just bring all of your documents with you at all times.
Everywhere.
This country's going to hell.
Everywhere you go, you have to bring your passport, your birth certificate.
You take anything away from this podcast.
My family is now boycotting France. So that's long story short.
Are you not eating cheese?
I can't. I'm lactose intolerant.
Oh.
I think my body shut down cheese production because it knew that France was going to betray us. So, all right, back to the actual thing that we're doing the podcast on.
So La Croix, it's La Croix.
So Libby, he was also known as the Picasso of the Middle East politics. He was a Libyan revolutionary, politician, and political theorist. He governed Libya as revolutionary chairman of the Libyan Arab Republic from 1969 to 1977, then as the brotherly leader of the Great Socialist People's Libyan Arab Jamara Hiraya from 1977 to 2011. He was initially ideological, committed to Arab nationalism and Arab socialism.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but I'm going to interrupt. Let's just skip ahead. Cause fuck this guy. We're talking about his wife. Like,
yeah. Okay.
Let's go.
All right.
Well, the only thing I will say is that he was like one of the big things was he was known for the Lockerbie Pan Am bombing. So he like took responsibility for that later on.
Yeah. So that was the big thing, right? That was in Scotland.
And he ended up paying the victims, but he did like a really like Trump thing
where he
paid the victims, but then he goes, but I didn't actually order it. It's just that the people in my circle ordered the bombing, but then come to find out that he did specifically order the bombing. So it's like, you know, anyways. Oh, well, also one of the big reasons why people started hating him was because he started becoming chummy, because he had written this book called like the Green Book or something, which was about his like, what's it called? Third International Theory, which is all about how like the Quran should be like law and, you know, Western civilization is terrible and should be, you know, banned from, you know, Africa. And so then like he started becoming chummy with like Bush and stuff because of his oil production. They wanted to get like, you know, hey,
but
like
all
come
these
over.
Motherfuckers are friends whenever oil is involved. Like they're always secret friends.
Yeah. So money, so people like, were like super.
All
yeah.
Worse. Oh yeah. Nobody gives.
You got
a
money.
Shit.
You got nothing stopping you.
Yeah. They're all buddies. So all their money is.
First wife was Fatia Khalid. She was a school teacher. She was also the daughter of General Khalid, a senior figure in King Idris's administration, and was from a middle class background. So it was a traditional Libyan marriage arranged by their families. They didn't meet until the wedding.
Oh, man.
And they separated after 6 months. However, within those 6 months, she got pregnant with a son, his oldest son, Mohammed al-Gaddafi, who was head of the Libyan Olympic Committee and state-owned telecom company.
They didn't even have like a honeymoon phase.
Yeah.
No, they just turned one out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure that like, I don't know how great they are at like wooing their women that they met at the altar out there.
Yeah. I'm sure he didn't even take off.
The first concern
his...
was like, let's get to know each other in Jamaica.
Yeah.
It was more like, you're going to have my heir.
Yeah.
Please don't talk.
Oh, exactly. It's like,
please don't talk.
It's like African Game of Thrones. It's just like, you know, let's have sex. As soon as you give me a son, then I'll start talking to you like a normal person.
Right.
Yeah, that makes sense. But I mean, not
I'm just
that
guessing.
It
I don't know. Maybe he was a romantic. I
know. It does not sound like it. 6 months. She couldn't stand him. They separated.
And there she is with the baby.
You know,
And I bet they don't have progressive abortion laws out there.
No. They definitely just needed the kid. She's so lucky she had a son right away. Isn't that like a thing? Like you have to have the son.
Oh yeah.
You think that's what she wanted to? She wanted to get into this marriage, have his kid, and get out?
Well, probably not get out, but just like, you know, have a kid and then just have him leave her alone. Just
be
like, you know, I'm raising your son, so you can't kill me.
I see.
Did they get married during they obviously got married during King Idris's reign.
They got married after.
After.
To kind of met like
To mend the
animosity.
Oh.
Wow.
But it didn't work out.
Yeah, obviously. It was only 6 months. You're not going to fix anything.
And there's really no, like, explanation as to why it didn't work out. So I just like to think it was, like...
He was a dick.
I like to think it was, like, communication. Like, you know, just, like, like, you know, like, he just comes home and he just wants to watch TV. And she's like, no, I'm home. I want you to talk to me. And he's just like, can I just have a moment alone?
She's like, why don't you dance with me anymore?
Yeah. we only danced that one time.
One time at our reception.
Yeah.
Before you locked me in the room.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't think this is going to work out.
So.
I love to dance. I need a man who dances.
You're not going to dance with me, God damn it.
I want to dance with somebody. Yes. With somebody who'll stay married to me longer than 6 months.
So
that's the new version.
So she leaves.
So she's done. There's really no, like, any other information about her other than her son fled to Algeria when the coup happened, when Gaddafi was killed. So you don't know if she was still alive or what happened. So his second wife, Safia Farkash al-Barassi Gaddafi.
That's great.
Thank you.
Good job.
The interesting thing about her is that there's like a couple of different versions about where she was born and how they met.
Ooh.
So where she was born, the kind of widely accepted version was she was born in 1952. Her maiden name was Safia Farkash el-Haddad. She was born in the Eastern Libyan Barassa tribe in Beda and trained as a nurse. Now, there's a rumored version that the Bosnia state media ran that she's Hungarian. She was born a Bosnian Croat nurse from Mostar. Her real name is Sofia. She met Gaddafi in Yugoslavia. And the only reason why they think this, or the reason, like, the birth of this that kind of festered the whole conspiracy was that Farkas means wolf in Hungarian. So that's why... I don't know why that matters, but...
Because that's her middle name?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or her last... Yeah. Or like, okay, so, but like, does her being born in one place or another mean, like, anything to, like, her getting married to Gaddafi?
Yeah, if she's Hungarian, then she, like, is, like, a traitor.
Okay.
Then she's, like, a traitor, like, yeah.
A scandal.
Yeah, and then she's, like, not, you know, like, not the... Yeah, she's basically just like a traitor.
She's a mudblood?
Yeah, she's a mudblood. Thank you for speaking my
language.
She's
a spy.
Yeah. So
would she be like, yeah, she would be a spy. Maybe.
Well, maybe they would think that.
Yeah.
So how they met, there's different interpretations too. So one version is that she met Gaddafi when she was a nurse. He was admitted to the hospital for an appendectomy in 1971. They married that same year.
That's so romantic.
And he used to call her... voluptuous nurse.
Ooh. I love that pet name.
Yeah.
That's so sweet, honey.
Voluptuous nurse.
Come here, my voluptuous nurse.
Yeah. She's like, we've been married for 4 months. Why can't you get my name right? Yeah. It's Sophia.
It's like when I was in high school and I had a teacher who used to call everybody buddy. And we used to think he was like super friendly. And then little did we know that he just didn't remember anybody's name. That's how he got through. I was just, hey, buddy. It's just like, oh, you don't remember my name, do you? So she's like, voluptuous nurse. Aww. Oh, you're so sweet.
It must be love.
The his and hers towels say like his and VN.
So the second version is that she met Gaddafi while he was recuperating from an automobile accident.
Yeah.
And they married in 1970 or 69. And the only reason why I think that's funny is I feel like that's like the version that Gaddafi wants to be known. Because it's like, you know, like I got in an automobile accident.
Like Trump's doctor.
Not an appendectomy.
His health is perfect. His appendix came out because of a car accident.
Yeah.
But otherwise it would have been a perfect appendix.
Yeah. He actually jumped from one car into another car to save it from catching on fire.
Yes.
So that's how he hurt himself. So they were married for 40 years.
Goddamn.
And had 9 children, 7 biological and 2 adopted.
Adopted?
Wow. I didn't take them. Is this like a Game of Thrones thing again, where it's like the ward?
Ones are a little weird. So I'll
it's like a ward of war or whatever it's called. It is
kind of.
Ooh,
so,
oh my god!
So the Saif al-Islam Gaddafi, born June 25th, 1972, is an architect, spokesman to the Western world, and negotiated treaties with Italy and the United States.
This is what he does now.
He's viewed as politically moderate. All of these people, like, kind of had to go into hiding when their father was killed, because all of them are, like, enemy number one.
Mm-hmm. So, spoiler alert, yeah. Gaddafi
but
dies.
But it sounds like this guy, Saif, yes. didn't even like his dad's politics that much.
He criticized his dad, yeah. He was not... Although now it seems like he's trying to come back. I read a news report that said he's like kind of trying to come back.
Some time has passed.
Al-Sadi Gaddafi, born May 25th, 1973, was a former professional football player, former businessman, and former leader of a military brigade. Hmm. He fled to Niger when his father died. And then Mutasim Gaddafi, December 18th, 1974 to October 20th, 2011, which is the same day that Gaddafi died, was a lieutenant in the Libyan army, later served as Libya's national security advisor, seen as a possible successor to his father after Saif al-Islam. Mutasim was killed along with his father after the Battle of Sirte.
He was the favorite.
He was the favorite, yeah. Mm-hmm. He was the favorite.
I see.
Hannibal Muammar Gaddafi, born September 20th, 1975, employee of the General National Maritime Transport Company, a company that specialized in oil exports. Also, I just love this company because it just seems like a company that a father would create in order to give their delinquent son a job. Like,
yeah. Totally.
I'm just going to create the General National Maritime Transport Company and you're going to be the head of it. So yeah. Just, you know.
So you can feel good about all the money I was going to give you anyway.
Most known for his violent incidents in Europe, attacking police officers in Italy in 2001, drunk driving in 2004, and for assaulting his girlfriend in Paris in 2005.
Oh, man.
He also caused a national incident. In 2008, he was charged with assaulting 2 staff in Switzerland and was imprisoned by Swiss police. The arrest created a strong standoff between Libya and Switzerland.
Oh my God.
And he's currently fled to Algeria.
These guys, this family should have a reality TV show.
I mean, the Kardashian who's?
Yes. Give me the Gaddafi.
Can you imagine going and getting drunk in another country and then causing political tension between the 2 countries?
Yeah.
Because of it?
Yeah. Just like going, like if we went to Canada and then all of a sudden it's like a national incident. Oh, right. Joseph and Lori went to Canada.
And got wasted, arrested.
Yeah. Punched a barmaid.
And now we lost an ally.
Yeah. Now we definitely lost an ally. Justin Trudeau was kind of on the fence with Trump, but then Lori and
But
Joseph
then he talked to Lori's mom and it's over.
Aisha Gaddafi is known as the Claudia Schiffer of North Africa.
Ooh, oh shit.
Because she dyed her hair blonde.
Oh.
That's it?
Yes.
Can I go there and become like the Heidi Klum?
As long as you got some of that hair color.
As long as you dye your hair blonde.
Mm-hmm.
She was Farkash's only biological daughter. She was a lawyer who joined the defense teams of executed former Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein and Iraqi journalist Mutandar al-Zayadi. In 2006, she married a cousin of her father's, Ahmed al-Gaddafi al-Qassai, with whom she has 4 children. And right after they fled to Algeria when Gaddafi was killed, she had gave birth to her 4th child. So I just like think it's crazy that she was dealing with her pregnancy as this whole thing was going on. I mean, her father was a dictator, but still, it's like, ugh.
I know. I mean, as if being pregnant isn't already hard enough.
And then you have Saif al-Arab Gaddafi and Khamis Gaddafi, and they both died on the same... Oh, no, wait. They died a few days after.
They died, yeah.
Or before.
Died. And then, so the big one was the adopted daughter, Hanna Muammar Gaddafi. Her whereabouts right now are technically unknown. She was claimed by Gaddafi to be his adopted daughter, but most facts surrounding this claim are disputed. She might have been killed... at the age of 4, during retaliatory U.S. bombing raids in 1986. That's what I was talking about, that the U.S. bombed. Libya. She might not have died. The adoption may have been posthumous, or he may have adopted a second daughter and given her the same name after the first one died. The New York Times reported evidence complete with photograph of Hannah's life after her declared death when she became a doctor and worked in a Tripoli hospital. Her passport was reported as showing a birth date of November 11th, 1985. Making her 6 months old at the time of the U.S. raid.
Here's the big why it matters. Hannah is the offspring of one of Gaddafi's mistresses, Huda Ben Amir.
That's what they think. Yeah, they think that she might have been. So they think that there was a daughter named Hannah who was the offspring of a mistress who might have died in a bombing. And then Gaddafi and Sophia adopted another daughter that they named Hannah.
Who then pretended like it was the same girl?
Yeah. Why?
Who then they just never really talked to. And then she just was raised in Tripoli and became a nurse.
Why would they do that, though?
I'm sure nothing suspicious is going on there. Yeah. This is crazy.
That doesn't make any sense. Like, why do you think they did that?
I think they did that to preserve, like, their image, you know?
Think so?
Yeah, I think they did it because they wanted to show that they were, like, these nice people who, like, cared about their daughter. But also they probably wanted to make the U.S. look bad.
That's what I would think.
Perfect still, you think?
Yeah.
Only one of the appendix shit.
Yeah. I mean, I thought it would be a smarter move to, like, if she did die, be like, the U.S. killed my daughter, you know? And that makes the U.S. look worse.
But that's what they think happened. So that was the public story, was that the U.S. killed his daughter.
But then there's still a person named Hannah running around.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So
if you leave her dead, then it looks, but like, you know, it's this family in mourning.
Yeah.
Right.
As opposed to like, no, everything's fine.
Well, maybe something shady happened. So they're like, oh shit, we got to get a new daughter. But in the interim, people were like, the USA killed their daughter. And they're like, no, we got this other daughter. Oh shit. Do you think, is it like, I'm trying to figure out this timeline.
No,
Your guess is as good as mine.
I bet. Right. Now I think it was like an American Dad thing. And Hannah was an alien.
Yeah.
And they just like replaced
If anybody
her.
Knows where Hannah's whereabouts are, if she'd be willing to give us a Bloody Mary with Marie and Laurie exclusive, we'd appreciate it. Then the next one is their adopted son, who is apparently Gaddafi's nephew. And the only reason why he adopted this kid was because apparently young Malad reportedly saved Gaddafi in the U.S. bomb attack on his compound in 1986. But there's no more information. So it might have just been like this four-year-old running and going, bombs. That's it. just like, I hear loud noises. And then just be like, well, I gotta adopt this son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Because his parents are dead.
Oh, right.
That's so
bizarre.
Sophia Farkash, so the thing that frustrates me is that they always say that like she kind of kept a low profile through most of her marriage with Gaddafi. But if you like look into it, it's like define low profile. Like she would do things like she made a whole campaign for her daughter Aisha to marry this son of the military intelligence.
To marry Khalid.
Yeah, the son of military intelligence. And basically did this whole, like, political campaign.
That's what a mom does, right?
Yeah.
That's what a good mom does.
Look at my daughter. Somebody marry my daughter.
Yeah. It was like Libya's bachelorette, but, like, a political thing. In 2008, Farkash was elected vice president to the African First Ladies Organization in a meeting of African Union leaders in Sharm el-Sheikh, even though she was not present at the meeting and has never taken part in activities related to it.
Wow.
So, like,
people loved her.
Yeah, Gaddafi would kind of get her into these things where she was, like, well-known, you know, she would be like seen as like powerful or something, but then as like turns out that like no, she had no hand in it whatsoever.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So like just to make it seem like they were equal or more equal than they were.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh. And then I wonder if she even knew, like, how long before she found out that she was the president of this organization. Right.
It's like when I randomly found cleaning out my mail because I just don't check my mail for a while and then I'll clean it out. And then I found like a jury summons. I found a jury summons and then a notice that I didn't apply to my jury summons. And then like a thing that like you must respond or we will arrest you thing. Yeah. And it was like
knock, knock, knock.
Oh God. Like, I was like, oh God. So it must have been like if she got like a thing about like you need to start coming to meetings, and she's like, what?
Right. Was it just because like the people liked her and he was like, all right, you're in charge of this thing. Go read this speech. And she's like, oh,
it's probably
I am the president.
They probably just, yeah, it's probably like political. It's like having like a Melania Trump be like a, you know, like the head
anti-cyber
of something.
Anti-cyber.
Yeah, it's like anti-cyber. It's like, you know, people think that it's going to like mean something. Right. It's like, you know. It means nothing. But
the craziest thing she picked, the anti-cyberbullying, and they're like, yeah. Do you know who you're?
Oh, it's great.
Right?
And she's like, if, oh, can't be. Oh, well, I guess it's not going to work.
If she knew what she was doing, she would be like on par with like Gilda Radner funny. Like I would be like, this is the funniest thing anybody's like. Yes. If she came out and it was like,
she's a comic genius.
Yeah. Yes, oh yeah. My hope one day is that she just removes her wig and like Maya Rudolph is like, and I'm just like, yes,
I knew it.
This has been the best joke ever. So in 2009, she took more of a public profile, and this was because right around this time that that Pan Am flight bombing, the investigation started ramping up again because mm-hmm. they found an ID, or it was released that they had an ID that linked one of Gaddafi's like security members to the bombing. He was like the main guy, and so Gaddafi had constantly said, I had nothing, Libya had nothing to do with this bombing, and come to find out like one of his key security people was the bomber. So so basically after that she was like, well, I'll also be a part of the political landscape, because I guess she thought that her face would be, you know, better to be like, huh, don't focus on my husband, focus right. on me. So she would organize a party covered by the local media to celebrate the anniversary of the 1969 revolution that brought her husband to power, and attended the graduation of female police students. And these are the only two things that I could find that she actually did,
because she's just any other typical,
she's
like
trying to keep a low profile.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's like any other typical like rich wife, like you know, she's the head of this charity event, and then you don't hear from her for like 4 months mm-hmm. until she does another fundraiser.
Right, until one of her like friends does something cool, and she's like, "Oh yeah, well watch this."
Exactly. Yeah.
Fundraiser.
Yeah. Exactly.
Exactly.
So October 20th, 2011, Gaddafi is killed. Sophia flees with her daughter and to Algeria. She's granted permission to enter Algeria based on humanitarian grounds, and she's quoted as saying, I'm going to read it in the way that I feel like she talks. If my husband was really such a villain, do you think I would have stayed with him until now?
Yes.
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 Yes, I do.
And as of April 2016, she was allowed to return home to her home in Beta by the government as part of their efforts to pacify Gaddafi loyalists. So basically, the big thing was that one of the big quote unquote punishments that the UN did was they put a hold on all of her finances. So one of the things she kept talking about was how she was like broke, like her whole family was broke, which like if you do any kind of research, you find out that that's completely bullshit, that she had like all this money. It estimated that she had independent wealth of up to $30 billion, which included 20 tons Whoa. Of gold reserves. Yeah.
This bitch.
What? She also owns Burak Air, which is headquartered. Yeah, I was just trying really hard to make that distinction.
Okay, well, this is such a like a novella, like the way that they have their life set up. Like he obviously put a bunch of money in her name.
Yeah.
At some point.
Yeah. She was like super extravagant. Like he was eccentric and she was eccentric. So I think they were like made for each other. Like one of the things they said was like when she would travel, she would go with an entourage of 24 bodyguards and several women and loads of children. They traveled by chartered jet and then a motorcade of Mercedes vehicles.
Well, I mean, that's also how they escaped. I remember reading that is when they ran away from their compound. It was all in like Mercedes-Benz SUVs. It's like going down, like you could see like helicopters would watch
it,
like
style.
Yeah, leave it just fleeing in style. And like I would love to be the DP in that movie. being inside the SUV with the camera.
Yeah.
Right.
And just like she's clutching her daughter clothes. Diamonds and pearls. Like two bags full of money.
And she's
and
like
gold.
On the phone being like, we're broke. My family is broke.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Oh, man.
Somebody's in
the... So You guys, I got to admit, I was trying to keep up with all these names and I got a little lost. This is Sophia, right?
Yeah. Sophia Farkash.
She was...
The second wife.
The second wife. Because the first one only lasted for 6 months.
Yeah, only lasted for 6 months. Okay.
And this girl was for 40 years and they had all the kids.
40 years, yeah.
Got it.
9 kids.
Just wanted to sum that back up.
Yeah.
Bring me back just up in to
case,
speed.
Just in case you're also like, high listening to this podcast. Joseph is your guide.
I'm here for you guys, all right? I'm going to be
We're talking about her because, I mean, we're not, like the first wife is not bad. She seems smart. She's like, I'm going to get the fuck out of here and just do what you want me to do.
Yeah,
just
leave.
I'm also shocked. She's that she could just like leave too. Like there's no like thing. Like they said that they divorced. It's like, to me, it just seems like, I feel like I would kept going to like more pages on Google. Cause I kept thinking that it would be like divorced equaled like her, she was beheaded or something, but I didn't find anything. So I don't know like what happened to her.
I think it was just like a business transaction.
Yeah. I feel like they probably did like, what do they call those test groups?
Groups.
Yeah, those things. I thought there's like a different name if Survey? It's like a new show. You know, there's a new show. Oh, so yeah. They bring in. Anyways, they probably brought in like people to see how the first wife would read, and she wasn't likable. And they're like, all right, we got to get divorced because I need you to make me look good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
She was like too badass. She was like, I'm my own woman. And they're like, all right, maybe this isn't going to work out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just a speculation.
Yeah. No,
I
think she was also a school teacher, which is weird. And so.
Why is that weird?
I don't know. It's just weird that he would go for like a school teacher. Like you would think you would, like the
he
nurse
didn't
makes
go.
Sense.
It was an arranged marriage.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
That's true. All right. Well, then never mind.
Yeah.
Anyways.
So. But then Sophia, they weren't in arranged marriage. They met out of love.
Voluptuous nurse.
Voluptuous nurse.
Yes. I'm remembering everything, guys.
Yes. And like back. 5 minutes later.
Yeah.
I mean, she's
hitting like a freight train.
I remember.
Bloody Mary.
I think I remember the reason we picked this one was because like, I was like, oh, she has such a, like a, it's a storyline from Game of Thrones. If Game of Thrones were set in modern time Africa.
Yeah. She's like a definite Cersei where she like gets her own. Yeah. She like knew what she was getting into. Although she did love her king. So she did love
her king. Ugh.
What?
It sounds weird. Ugh, as to say
Cersei?
That. No, this.
Oh, I was like, no,
Sophia.
She didn't.
No, that's what we're saying. It's like
that's what we're saying. Except for the fact that
Joseph got super angry, like really quickly.
I was so confused. I was like, I need to rewatch this show.
Wait, who are we talking about?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, I get it.
Yeah, I mean, but yeah, her life is interesting because it's like she. She just does the bare minimum to look like a good human being, like a good person in political power.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's like very much like a Stepford wife
with
all the money.
Yeah, when she went to Algeria and she fled, she was like basically like the norm of the UN Security Council. Like she would just show up all the time and just be like, I want my husband's body back. I want like, you guys have to like let us back into Libya, like all this stuff. And it's just like, all right.
She just loved being rich, married to be rich.
She just needed, she just wanted attention. That's what she wanted.
I think it sounds more like the money. My attention too.
Well, she has money though.
I feel like she wanted the status, no?
The
she
status.
Wanted to just
that's
be the
true.
Top of the food chain.
For sure. Yeah.
She was like going for status.
She was tired of being the voluptuous nurse.
Yeah.
And she wanted more in life.
The voluptuous
I mean, this sounds like
queen.
Was she hot?
No.
Was she?
She kind of was. I can look her up.
Sounds like you were saying with the Kardashians with all the wealth. It's also kind of like Real Housewives-y. In my interpretation of this, I just feel like she's got all of these rich wife friends.
Yeah.
And she was like, I'm going to come out on
she
top.
Because I work in customer service a lot. She just definitely looks like somebody who just is like, I would like to speak to the manager.
Well, I mean, she was there. She's like, I would like to get back into Libya and I would like my husband's remains.
Yeah. And we are broke. And you need to give us her money.
I don't have a receipt.
Yeah.
I don't want to see.
Oh, that's her. Oh, here's the daughter. Here's the Claudia Schiffer.
Is she? Oh, wow. She does look like her.
Yeah.
What was her name?
Aisha.
Aisha.
And she was one of Saddam Hussein's attorneys.
Oh, ooh. Pretty and smart.
So did you want to do the email scam or do you want to skip that?
We could skim it. Let's not read the whole thing.
Yeah.
Let's just say there after what was it? After she fled?
After she fled.
And he died. And an email
scam.
It scams.
Was announced that like her all of her money was gonna be gone and stuff. There was like this thing. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
It's okay. there was the email scam that started going out, just like the, you know, just like the I'm the prince of Nigeria and I need your money. Right. But it's super long. I'm not gonna do the whole thing.
And it's really extensive too.
Yeah, it's basically, it was great. I just found it funny because of the fact that it started going out and it's obviously not her. Or what if it, now that I think about it, she loved money so much or loves it. What if it was her? And it was a scam, but it also wasn't a scam. And she's like, my dear, I am Mrs. Aisha Khamis Gaddafi. The second wife of the late Mr. Mutasim Gaddafi, the commander of Libya's elite special forces, and the son of Colonel Gaddafi, the Libyan leader. Who's that cook?
Who's that chef that like is like an older woman who like...
Julia Child.
You sound like Julia Child. Yeah. You sound like Julia Child right now.
This is how I read all email scams. I am contacting you to assist me to retrieve the sum of 50 million USA dollars. been deposited in Côte d'Ivoire, known as Ivory Coast, by my late husband. But as we arrived here, due to the political problem during the former regime of President Gbagbo. Anyway, the point is, this one now. And now that you told me all that other info, though, I think that it was her. And it was a scam,
that
but
she
like
perpetrated.
It was a scam that she was benefiting from.
She's like, I need more money. Please give me more money. If you were a fan of my husband, I need this money now.
One of the good things about it is that there's a cinnamon bun recipe at the bottom of this.
What? So that's is there?
You legit looked. Oh my God. That's fun for me.
But would it be considered a scam if she was really doing it? She was just asking people for money and they were giving it to her. Yeah, it's not a scam. Right? She got what she wanted.
Yeah, that's true. It's just a transaction at that point. Yeah. So the next one is the wife of Kim Jong-un. So just a brief thing about
Sophia,
Kim Jong-un.
Bye, Sophia. We're just getting to know you. Good luck out there, lady.
He second child of Kim Jong-il and Ko Wong-hee. He was rarely seen in public, and many of the activities in Kim and his government remain unknown. Even details such as what year he was born and whether he did indeed attend a Western school under a pseudonym are difficult to confirm. But what isn't difficult to confirm is the people he's executed.
Ooh.
2013, Jong Yoon-in, North Korean ambassador to Cuba until he was executed in 2013. Yang Yang Choi, North Korean ambassador to Malaysia until he was executed in 2013. 2014, Oh Song-hon, deputy secretary minister in the Ministry of Public Security, executed by flamethrower for his role in supporting Kim Jong-un's uncle, Jang Song-taek.
God damn.
2015, Hong Yong-chul, minister of People's Armed Forces. Cho Young-gon, deputy minister of construction and building material industries, which he probably was like, we can't build a 20-foot... Oh, I thought you were waving at me. I was like, 2016.
Sorry, that was the cup.
I literally thought you were like this, and I thought you were like waving at me.
We have planned this out before.
Well, you have to stop expecting me to understand.
We're taking too long on one particular topic that isn't really pertaining to the rest of the thing.
Gotcha, okay.
Oh, well, that's a lot of people he killed.
Kim Jong-un, Minister of Education, executed by firing squad for having a bad attitude in 2016. That was the big one. That's the one I wanted to get to.
Oh, well, you should just skip to that.
Yeah. Wife is Ri Sol-ju. Very little is known about her. In fact, her first name, Ri, might actually be a pseudonym designed to keep her life before marriage a secret.
This is the first remotely topical subject we've covered.
I know.
It's like perfectly
like
yeah.
Like in the news.
Yeah, because it's Kim he's Jong-un's in the news. Mm-hmm. Was she in the news? I didn't see her.
She was there for the Olympics. When they were meeting, her fashion was kind of known. That's kind of how I got most of my information was during the Olympics, because they would do like articles on her and stuff. So she's born either between 1985 or 1989, which means that she's either 28 or 33. It is widely believed that she was a singer before meeting Kim and may once have been part of a North Korean cheerleading squad that visited the 2005 Asian Athletics Championship. Or she was a singer with the Unhasu Orchestra, who may have performed for Kim and his father, Kim Jong-il, during a New Year's Eve concert in 2010. There is a possibility that Jong-un chose her as his wife after seeing her at the concert hall, a newspaper said. So he might have just been like her. And then she was his wife.
Right. That sounds crazy.
I know.
She was well off before him.
Yeah.
She was at the concert hall.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's unclear exactly when they got married. Some have reported the wedding was in 2009 and that.
Of course, it's unclear. It's the Hermit Kingdom.
They don't give out a lot of information.
Yeah. They're not publishing this in Us.
It reminds me a lot of my uncle and my aunt. My aunt's Vietnamese and they dated for a very long time. And then like randomly he just started referring to her as his wife and be like, my wife did this and my wife did that. And we'd be like, when did you guys get married? And then come to find out that they were never married. And then they got married like a year ago. And we were like, what?
Well, maybe they just meant a spiritual wife and husband.
Yeah, like a common law.
Common law. Or maybe they were doing what me and Cash did when we were looking for an apartment and we just wanted to seem more serious. So we kept saying wife and husband.
Maybe they were practicing to see how it felt.
That too.
So he's like, my wife. It's like not right in his mouth. My wife.
Sorry, I had to.
No, it's good.
He did say it like that. My wife. So she was first identified as his wife in July 2012 when North Korean state media made it official. While a welcoming song was resonating, state television reported Marshal Kim Jong-un appeared at the ceremony site with his wife, Comrade Ri Sol-ju.
Wait, okay. Let's slow that down. While a welcoming song
was resonating.
There was a welcoming song going on.
Yeah, like... Bum, bum, bum,
yeah. Bum, 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 well, it bum, wasn't bum, that bum, melodic. It was still North Korea, so it was like...
What is
this?
That's a
welcoming song.
That's resonating.
It's like cat and the gong.
Have you guys ever listened to like Asian music? It's like very...
I know you're making that face.
It's very instrumental heavy. Oh. Like it's like not the instruments that you think. Like it's not like there's no like melody. It's very much like they write a song with a melody and then they take the melody out of it and then they put like
well, I don't know what you're listening to.
I'm usually hearing K-pop and it's a little different.
K-pop is different.
Or the heart. Sounds of Korean,
but I wonder
South
what North K-pop is like. I bet they don't have it.
Wait, is that your music? The horror sounds of South Korean movies?
Yes, they're fantastic.
That's your Spotify,
and a lot of it is actually K-pop. So
that's your Spotify playlist.
All
horror
of it.
Sounds? Okay,
search for it.
But yes, so, I'm also curious to know what this welcoming song was like in North Korea.
I literally did it for you.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, I got it. Can you do it again? I'm gonna Shazam it.
So as far as children, it says that she disappeared from public view for several months, prompting speculation over her well-being. South Korean intelligence reported that she had given birth to a child and dropped out of public eye because she was pregnant. And that to me, I feel like is like one of those things that like I'm jealous of, because it's like people didn't know until she released it. You know, it's people will know immediately as soon as I'm pregnant. Like, they'll be like, how far along are you? Are you 9 months? I'll be like, I am 2 months, motherfucker.
You son of a bitch.
My mom, when she was pregnant with my brother and I, was like, literally within a month, was like out to here. Crazy amount.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's great. Like, so it's so different on everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have no idea what my pregnancy will be like based on like... all the women vary, both on my mom and my dad's side.
Really?
Yeah.
So that's going to be a mystery.
What do you kind of feel like you're like you look more like, you feel like you look more like your mom or your dad.
I look like both. Like, you have you seen my parents?
I've seen photos.
We're gonna
of
post
them.
A picture of my parents and,
on the Bloody Mary at Bloody Mary Pod or Bloody M Pod on Instagram.
You guys tell me who I look more like, but I'm like a pretty fair mix of both. But I'm worried because I was a fucking fat ass baby. I was 10 and a half pounds.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, and with cash. Oh, yeah. That's going to be a watermelon coming out of your pee hole.
I'm terrified.
Yeah.
Oh, you got that.
Yeah, you better just
I'm
going to
see sex.
Yeah.
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 I want to see sex.
Yeah. Oof. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I saw somebody on Instagram I know yesterday, like their wife had just given a home birth. And it was a 10 and a half pound baby.
No, girl.
And I was like...
My friend was like hell bent on giving a home birth. And she did. And, you know...
Did she die?
Nope. She made it.
She made
it. She's like, it was wonderful. Was, like, it was worth it? You don't have to lie to me. That's what she says, though. But, you know, like, everybody's on their own journey.
Did she do a water birth? Like, or how
I
did
think
she
so.
Do it? Wow, man.
I wasn't present. But, yeah, I think it was, like, in a pool.
Then, obviously, you're not a very close friend.
No. Right. Tell me. I was a C-section baby, and that's why I'm a platinum gay.
I was a C-section baby.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So was I.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. My brother,
we all
I'm
made
a twin.
It.
So my brother
oh.
was,
oh, yeah, forget that.
My brother was done original. He's original
natural.
Recipe.
What? Oh, but so was
and you
he
got
born?
Added herbs and spices.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who was first?
My brother. He was first.
And then you would
yeah, that would
come
be
out?
Crazy
he
if it was
first.
The other way.
Yeah.
He like was, we gave you a C-section and then he was born. What?
So
he
I
just
was,
slid right out for some reason. It was like opening up an air hole.
Yeah.
I mean, if that's not some
he
male
was
privilege.
Like, well, seriously. He just like, he was like in the, he was like right at the bottom. He was mm-hmm. like right there. Cause I like took up a lot of the room. Although he was bigger when he came out, but like I still took up a lot of the room.
Yeah.
I was jaundiced. But then when he came out, I fully went like, literally they said I was like a star. Like oh. I went, I spread out. So they
you,
could not get
star.
Me out. And so they had to cut my mom. So every single time oof. My mom gets mad at me, she just points to her screen. She's like, look what you did to me. I'm just like, okay.
So when your brother popped out, you just like, you finally were able to stretch.
Yeah, like immediately.
Like,
went.
Oh,
and
because
like the thing is like with twins, they go like, you know, like my mom's an identical twin and she was five
oh, wow.
minutes. Yeah. She's 5 minutes. My aunt is older than my mom. And so, but they were 5 minutes apart. I think even less, I think maybe like three and a half. So they were like expecting me to come out like any minute. And they mm-hmm. were like any minute now. And I just never came out for like an hour and a half. I never.
Wow.
Is like, this similar to your coming out story? I just keep hearing how'd that one go? No, that's another time. Another time.
She came out in a yoga class, just fully stretched.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Full star pose. Yeah.
Weirdly
like,
enough, my mom crawled yeah. through a window. She's like, I don't want to be a part of this. She crawled out a window and just like went down. So her interests are, she's known for her taste in Western fashion. She's been spotted carrying expensive bags by designers like Dior and Chanel, which to me is just crazy because it's like Kim Jong-un's big thing is like Western civilization is like, you know, the devil. And here his wife is like wearing like all this like, you know,
well,
nice
yeah.
stuff.
Because
and carrying,
they just say that shit to keep mm-hmm. the people compliant. You know what
yeah,
I mean? Like,
exactly.
You guys have to hate each other because we're all friends anyway because we all have all the money, but you guys hate each other so we can stay up here in power.
Yeah.
Maybe. Exactly. Maybe.
I also wonder what the thrill of having a Dior bag for her is if nobody in her country knows what Dior is. Like, who
yeah.
is she showing off
you
to?
You could just get a knockoff, too,
oh, yeah.
and just be like, this
save
is
so much
yeah.
money.
Oh, it would be so much better. Yeah. Oh, I can't wait for North Korea to open up their borders because then it's just going to be like, everybody's going to be like, you're a rock star. Like, you just walk in with, like, you know, Adidas, and they're like, what are those?
What
are,
yeah.
What are shoes?
I like that that's what you're like, I can't wait for North Korea to be open so I can just go in the outfit I have on and feel like a rock star.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's why I've always wanted to visit like China or something because like, yeah. you know, tall white people are, they always like stop and take photos and I'm just like, I can finally get the celebrity attention that I've always wanted.
I want
do
that
they
for you.
Really do that?
Yeah.
Wow.
My friend Nick went with his girlfriend to, I want to say, China, but it might have been actually Vietnam, but they went on this like sightseeing tour of Asia, and like they couldn't go anywhere because people kept swarming him because he's like this 6'3" like large white guy, and they were like, take picture yeah. like just constantly like tackled him, and were like, old people literally would just come up to him and just start like smiling and taking selfies.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was crazy.
I went to Japan with some people, and I was with one of the guys. I was on like this dance show called the Nutcracker Rated R in New York City. But we went to Japan with it. And one of the other guys is this tall, beautiful, like slender black dancer. And I was hanging out with him a lot. And people would often stop and take pictures with him, and nobody ever asked for mine. I was like, womp, 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 womp.
Yeah.
I was like, well, at least I know a celebrity in Japan.
Yeah.
But yeah, but they did just like stop him and, can we take a picture with you? And I was like, oh, sure. I was like, you know, I'm available for pictures. And they're like, oh, thank you. If you can take it this way and that way. And I'm like, no, to be in it.
Yeah. Can you hold it sideways?
Yeah. Exactly. Sideways. Can you try it with the flash, sir?
That's like when we went and took photos at that one place, and that Mexican guy wanted to take photos with all the white girls and then asked you to take the photo.
Oh, yeah. That was amazing. It's such a piece of fucking shit. They asked me in Spanish too.
It was so, oh my God.
This tall, like the sketch team we used to be on had like a few girls that were tall, beautiful, blonde, white girls.
A few. Most of them. Well,
most of them.
Well, they were all white. But most
yeah,
men.
Yeah, was, yes. Yes. But yeah, and so we were taking pictures at that it's a taco place on Santa Monica, the one with the yellow one, Tacos al Pastor. Is just what it's called.
Wait, Santa Monica, what, like Vine?
It's no, oh. It's like it's one of the little side streets.
Oh, okay.
It's like, anyway, yeah, we're all taking pictures.
We were all dressed up in like our Sunday best.
Yeah. Evening gown status. Yeah. And he asked me to take the picture of him.
Oh, no.
And it's like, I literally took like 20 pictures for him.
He's like, can you take the photo?
Can you take the photo?
I would
with
my
these?
Finger right
and
over
he like
that
pointed
lens.
Yeah. Out which girls he wanted.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Picture.
It was crazy. Yeah.
I can't believe you entertained it.
We just he worked there and we were taking pictures there for free already.
We were using his bathroom. I think that was the big thing. It was like we used his bathroom for free.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. So the side shout out I want to do
is
the North Korean news reporter Ri Chun Hee. She's known as the Barbara Walters of North Korea.
We're moving on.
Ooh. Yeah, we're moving on.
Because we don't know anything else about...
We don't know anything about
Ri Soljoo.
Yeah.
Her fashion's on point.
Her fashion's on point. She possibly had a child at some point.
Do we think that she's terrible? I don't know. We don't know enough.
It's hard to say.
She's complicit. That's for sure.
That's fine. I mean,
In North Korea, it's kind of like... they fucking assassinated all those people. Maybe it's kind of like, you're going to be my wife.
Yeah.
Or you're going to be dead.
Yes. Oh, I totally believe that he was just like, his father was like, we're going to go to this concert. You're going to
pick
a wife.
The one you like,
And then you're going to get married. And so he just literally saw her and was like, her.
So he picked the prettiest one.
Yeah.
That wasn't taller than him.
Right. Exactly. Which was difficult.
It was very difficult. They actually went to a few concerts.
Yeah, they had to go.
A few weeks in a row.
Yeah, it took a couple of months.
He would like go up to the women when they weren't looking to just like compare. And his dad's like, no, too tall, too tall.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Nope, we want her in heels. And that girl cannot wear heels next to you.
No. So, Ri-chun Hee, she's a North Korean news reporter. She's known as the Barbara Walters of North Korea. She was born in 1943 to a poor family in Tongchon in Gangwon. She studied performance art at Pyongyang University of Theater and Film and joined KCTV, which is the...
Did you go there too?
Yeah.
Okay. Go.
Yeah, termites. T-E-R-M-I-T-E-S. Pyongyang
in the house. P-U. P-U.
That was an impressive spot.
KCTV is the North State TV channel, and so she joined it in 1971 at the behest of the Jeong family, right when it was taking off. So her career actually is pretty great because She started in February 1971, became chief news report presenter of KCTV, and was consistently on air from the mid-1980s till her retirement in 2012. And she's like, she'll retire and then come back. So
like Cher.
Yeah. So yeah. Her career was unique for its longevity. While many at KCTV were demoted or purged, which means arrested or killed, her career was never interrupted.
Damn, purged.
I mean, I would want a different profession for sure.
Yeah.
Like, those are the stakes?
No, thank you. Yeah, can you imagine? Oh, I would be dead in a second if my job just hinged on not saying things. Yeah. Like, oh, man.
They would have been like, throw this baseball, and they would have been like, oh, no, he's got to go. He's 11. Get him out of here.
I call her the Jay Leno of North Korea because she retired, but then she keeps coming out of retirement.
Are her jokes not that good? I'm just kidding. I love you, Jay Leno.
But she has a lot of good cars.
Yeah,
she's really into cars.
Collects a lot of cars.
She's got a chin on her.
But she came out of retirement to announce North Korea's claim they carried out an H-bomb detonation in January 2016.
Hold on. I just need to go back, and I want all three of us to try the... here we go. Okay. Hi, I'm Rin Chun Hee, and this is 2020. Now everybody else try it. The Barbara Walters. Okay. She's the Barbara Walters.
Barbara Walters can't say her R's, right? Hi, I'm Wee Chun Hee, and this is 2020. So she's basically half Asian.
He just returned.
Right. I mean.
And it's not racist because I was doing a Barbara Walters.
You were doing, but yeah, totally. Yeah. It's not racist.
It's not racist.
I like to just think that she's like way more fun because they also call her the Jay Leno. So it feels like she's like, hi, I'm Wee Chun Hee, and this is 2020.
Yeah.
Did you guys hear about
it's like Access Hollywood out there.
Yeah.
But it's all about Kim Jong-un.
So this is a fun game I want to play with you guys where I say Ri Chun Hee or Sean Hannity. So did Ri Chun Hee say this or did Sean Hannity say it? Okay. So streets were full of people admiring blank for his brilliant political skills to lead complex and eventful international politics.
I'm going to guess Sean Hannity.
I'm going to go opposite. I'm going to go Ri Chun Hee.
Maria has a point.
Yes.
Good job.
The blank, the greatest, best country God has ever given man on the face of the earth.
That's got to be Sean Hannity.
That
sounds
Chun-hee.
So stupid.
Chun Hee. That's the stuff they say for North Korea.
Joseph has a point.
Tied
1-1. Blank is a strong nuclear state, which, in addition to its atomic weapons, has very powerful ICBMs that can strike any place in the world in its possession.
You guess first.
Oh, man, I don't know. That's a vague one.
Yeah.
I'm going to, just for the sake of switching it up, I'm going to say it's Hannity.
I'm going to say that, too, because I feel like he's talking about North Korea.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Damn it. I should have gone with he. Yeah, it is. Damn it.
Still tied.
Man, who knew Hannity and he had so much in common?
I know, right? I don't see any violence at Trump rallies.
Hannity.
I'm going to say Ri Chun Hee.
Maria has a point.
I thought for sure. I thought this was going to be a curveball.
Yeah, I forgot to take out the Trump thing. I was trying to make it harder, but
oh, I see. Well, you did. I got it wrong.
All right. We have seen many instances where the free world didn't seem to understand the nature of evil or the battle against evil in their time. We've watched Nazism and fascism and Imperial Japan and communism and totalitarianism, and now it seems to be we're all battling against terrorism.
Jesus. We've watched Nazism.
You know, I'm going to say Ri Chun Hee again. I'm just going to go with it. I'm doubling down.
Hannity.
Maria has the point. So it's 3-1. All right. So we're
I
just
have
going
no way to come back.
Now we're just going for shits and gigs. Okay.
This one's worth 3 points.
Yeah. Well, lightning round.
Lightning round. Winner take all. Maria, all the points you've won don't matter shit now. Blank declared with pride. Yeah, this is a very much a Latina female and a white man game, I am giving him so many more points. He actually, you know what? I'm giving you 2 points extra. Ooh. Just
what?
Yeah.
Thanks.
What do we? What is the prize?
My friendship.
I don't want that. You win.
Okay, I'll forfeit.
God damn it!
You can't pawn it off.
Give this away.
No, you can't.
Literally. All right. Last question.
Okay.
Or last one. Blank declared with pride that now we have finally realized the great historic cause of completing the state nuclear force, the cause of building a rocket power.
That is definitely Ritu and he. I feel firm about that.
Yeah.
All right. Maria wins because you both got it right. But.
Yes.
But that means we both get 3 points.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Maria has
won. Oh, well. Lori, you know what? I can admit defeat when...
Yeah.
And it's right here in front of you. Maria, you killed it.
To me, that's crazy because it's like, you know.
It was all guesswork. Yeah. I think we can both admit that.
Yeah.
So I actually did some extensive research on Sean Hannity.
That man can wear a tie. Okay. So she's actually also known as the Pink Lady because she usually wears a pink Western style suit or a traditional Korean joseon ot. Although when she delivers bad news, she always wears black.
In North Korea, they don't do like the thing where the anchors here do. It's like happy story, terrible news, terrible news, right. Terrible news, terrible news, terrible news, happy story.
No, like, it's just all like it's just all whatever the Kim Jong Un wants them to release. Mm-hmm. So it's just constantly just like, you know, news, updated news reports. Like, it's not like a constant stream. It's just like, hey, I'm just letting you know this thing.
So Kim Jong-un won't necessarily tell them about the wildfires.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
No, exactly. He doesn't feel like it.
Yeah. It's like Fox News, but not like 24/7. So that's
yeah, that's true.
Like,
they yeah. just have. Yeah.
It'd just be like if it was like breaking news on Fox. So.
But it's like Fox News, but there's like. No CNBC out there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's nothing to counteract.
Yeah.
It's just all that. Him. Yeah.
But what makes her more, which is something that I treasure, is that what makes her super popular is that she's very passionate, vaguely menacing, and aggressive, which I feel like are things that describe my comedy. So.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's too bad she's working for this like awful dude because she sounds like a cool chick.
Yeah. 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 She's great. I mean, she now lives in relative luxury in Pyongyang with her husband, children, and grandchildren. And they do call her like the grandma of North Korea, and they'll be like often be like, you know, the grandma's coming on or something like that. So it's like it's just crazy to me that like, you know, in this where like it's hard to be a newscaster, it's hard to be a female newscaster, and she's essentially become like the grandma of North Korea. Like
right.
People, they say that like if she comes on the air, like people will stop in the streets and yeah. watch her.
Like, oh yeah, thank God it's not Kim Jong-un again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's you gotta be a shark to last that long. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So that's it.
That's it.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Oh goodness.
I don't know if I'd consider any of these women evil.
Yeah. Sophia Farkash, I feel like is. I feel like she did some shit.
She definitely sounds like she could get like cutthroat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like she kind of like knew more than she let on. Mm-hmm. And then also like with all of her dealings, like her riches and stuff, like I feel like she just sort of like used, you know, her husband's death as like a way to gain attention rather than like actually, I don't think she really like, you know, I think it's like two sociopaths who like met each other.
Yeah.
Where
right.
they
said
like,
for
you know,
sure.
mutual beneficial. Yeah. So like when he died, like she immediately was just like, well, how do I spin this and make this
right,
about
exactly.
me?
Yeah. Like she might not have been like as awful to so many people if she didn't marry that guy, but she knew what he was doing. And she was like, whatever, as long as I can get some nice cars.
Yeah,
this.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So she's the closest, but I'd still watch her show.
Yeah.
100%.
Hate watch for sure.
Yeah.
It would be on E.
Yeah. If Aisha was on it, definitely I'd watch that show. Also, like, I feel like the most evil out of all this is the news reporter because she's the one who, like, chose to get into the business and like has been like propagating like this like falseness. And I think she knows, like, you know, it's super like, it's not real.
Yeah,
so
well,
she knows that she's like promoting this.
But it's also got to be like one of those like really like tough situations again, where it's like you can report this news and have a life of luxury, or you can be nobody or dead.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know,
it's a super tough situation.
The least evil, I would say, is the wife, is the Riesel.
Yeah, she was just at that concert living her life.
Seriously.
And it was like the worst version of American Idol. Yeah. It was like, you win. And she's like, I don't want the prize.
It's like that. It's like that. It's like that Black Mirror when that episode where they pick that one girl to be in porn. And they're like, you have a really good singing voice. You should do porn. And she's like, wait, what? Like, and so it's like literally just like, oh, you're so beautiful. I loved your singing. Have you met my young yet old looking son who's fat and sweats
right
like so much?
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, that would suck.
I'm sure she's just like, she probably just like was like, I need to have some kind of like fashion or some brightness in my life, which is why she does have Chanel and Dior, because she's just like, I don't know what this is, but it looks fancy.
It looks real pretty. Yeah. And it's, I need something sparkly to get me through this hell of a life.
I wonder what sex.
That's what I was wondering.
I bet she has an orgasm every time.
I don't think they've ever had sex.
I don't think
any female in North Korea has had an orgasm.
Yeah, that's probably against the law.
I would imagine so.
You know? I honestly would be shocked. Like, I feel like
I don't think that many females in America are probably having orgasms. Mm-hmm. Certainly not as many as guys think that are. Mm-hmm. Just kidding.
Definitely not in middle America.
Definitely more than North Korea, though.
I wonder everywhere women please find out if you've had an orgasm or not.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of women don't know too.
Oh,
like a lot of women don't know if they've had an orgasm.
What about
what I understand?
Sophia Farkash and Umar Gaddafi.
She got off on herself.
Yeah, I have a feeling she like had
there's
like
a lot
toy
of mirrors in that room.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah,
they had like that kind of like sex where it's just like it like happens and you're like, if you're caught in the middle, then you're a part of it. And you're like, I didn't want to do this. I just walked out of the bathroom. Yeah,
exactly. But there's no stopping this.
Yeah. It's just like, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Whether you're here or not.
They were that couple that Will Ferrell and was it Sheria Terry played on SNL?
Rachel Dratch.
Yeah.
Exactly.
My lover.
I probably had like a lot of like hate sex. Like,
oh, yeah.
You just want my money and da 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 da. Well, you just na na na. And then, like, the next
you need to stop making me wear this nurse outfit.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like different nurses. Like, you're a nurse from space. Okay, now we've reached.
Yeah. Nursing throughout the decades.
You went too far.
I'm not saying that I don't want to role play, but can we maybe not do nursing? Like, could that
She's
be.
She's like, I have a wider range.
Yeah. I've bought so many more costumes. Yeah. I could be Princess Leia. I could be.
I wanted to see her role play as like Ruth Bader Ginsburg. He's like, we're not going to do the RBG.
Oh, wouldn't that be funny if that was like his big turn on? Yes. Just like, put on the Hillary Clinton pantsuit. Come at me.
Right.
Oh man.
Oh wow.
I imagine it's some BDSM. I think like those kinds of dudes, like you imagine like they just like to be tied up or like dominated.
Yeah.
So I imagine that like that's probably why they were married for so long, because Gaddafi did cheat on her a bunch, but like never left her. And I have a feeling it was because like he just was like,
she's gonna fuck him with a strap on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's the only one that can.
Yeah, that's true.
She also knows. Like, also I have a feeling that's why the wife this lasted 6 months, because he was just like, could you fuck me with a strap on? And she's like,
no.
I just met you 6 months ago, dude. Like,
on our wedding day.
Yeah, like I don't know you that well, buddy.
Right.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Oh my God. Thank you so much. This was so fun.
Yeah.
I'm glad you had fun. Thank you for coming. Thank you to Heather for coming.
Yeah. Thanks, you for being our audience. Do you have any social media you like to plug or?
Yeah. All my stuff is at Joseph Schless. You can follow me on Instagram, Facebook. I don't really do Twitter very much and I don't feel like I want to until the next election.
Okay.
That's fair.
But Instagram and Facebook.
So 2020, well, 2019, check out at Joseph Schless on Twitter.
And my website's josephschless.com. It's all pretty straightforward.
Sweet.